gentlemen, welcome to Clash number 84 of the Ramp to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am Daniel White, the third chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men, in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens for the glory of God, if you will. I am your instructor for this course and the author of The Essence, national best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men. We are using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCallum, MDiv, Truett Theological Seminary, Charles Garrett, MDiv, Southwestern Theological Seminary, and now my two sons, Daniel White IV, and Daniel Ezekiel White, and now my youngest son, Daniel Ezekiel White, who is in his third year of college, is doing most of the work on the study guide. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the Ramp to the Highway of Success course because my goal is to get you on the ramp. As a man, by the grace of God, you ought to be able to make it from there. Out of respect for you, in other words, as a young man, my job is to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction. Not to necessarily tell you all of the details once you get on the highway of success. With God, you can do great things. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we pray in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And we praise you and we thank you for your love. Your mercy and your grace. We praise you and we thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, your Holy Spirit, and your Holy Word. And Holy Father God, have mercy and grace upon all of us as men, and please forgive us of our sins. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Save those who are lost under the sound of my voice. Lord, help them to take heed to the message that comes right after this lesson, the gospel message. Open their blinded eyes and unstop their deaf ears and save their souls. Help them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and help them to understand it is not possible for them to have a truly successful life without you in their lives. For that is the main purpose of this course, to introduce these young men to you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Have your Holy Ghost to fall upon their hearts. Convict them of their sins and help them to believe in Christ and to change and be what you would have them to be. And Lord, even though this is not about trying to use you to make us successful in this world, but the truth of the matter is, if you're in our lives, we cannot help but be successful. Because you're great, you can help us to do great things. And I thank you for doing that in my life. I give you 100% of the credit. I take none of all of the wonderful opportunities and privileges and blessings and successes you've given me in my short life. I stand amazed at what you have done. And so, Lord, I pray that you do it for these young men as well. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. This lesson is titled, On Your Relationship with Your Mother. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 2 and 3 says, in the Holy Word of God, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. This is very fitting because this is right at the time of Mother's Day. Dear YBM, throughout Black American history, the mother has played a critical leadership role in most Black homes. There is no doubt about that. There are many reasons for that, and I don't have time or space to get into those reasons now. Suffice it to say, our dear Black mothers have had to take on that strong leadership role down through the years for various and sundry reasons. It was thrust upon them. Thank God somebody did take that role, otherwise Black America would be in worse shape than what it is in now. Let me throw in, however, that it is a new day now, and it is time for Black men to rise up, to take responsibility, and to take their God-given role as the head of their households and families. It is time also for our women to let them. Be that as it may, what kind of relationship ought you to have with your mother? What are your responsibilities and obligations to her? No matter your family situation, here are some things God commands you to do and that you ought to do out of love for your mother. Number one, respect, honor your mother. It does not matter your family situation. It does not matter what your mother has done or what she has not done. It does not matter whether she was a good mother or the mother from hell. Your responsibility is to respect her. You have to lay aside any negative emotions, feelings, forgive failures of the past, and show her respect before God Almighty if you want your life to be blessed. There is absolutely no excuse for a man to disrespect his mother. One of the greatest lessons that you can learn in life is the principle of authority. When you fully understand the principle of authority, my dear friend, you will know that it doesn't matter what type of person the one in authority is. If they are in a God-given position of authority over you, God will look after you and take care of you if you do what he has commanded you to do. And this is something many, many people do not understand. And that's why we have chaos in our families, churches, and society, cities, states, and governments, and countries. In this case, your parents, you had better respect them, honor them. I do not care if your mother is the biggest drunkard or whore in town. You had better respect her because under God, because she is still your mother. And if she is from the old school, she'll remind you of that fact. Here are some quick ways that you can show respect to your mother. A, under the big one, I am from the old school, by the way. I believe yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, are in order when addressing your mother, regardless of what kind of woman she is. B, don't talk back, no matter how old you get. Son, don't you ever talk back to your mother. Let it be. And by the way, it's not going to get you anywhere anyway. Okay. You may be right in what you are saying, but don't talk back. Let it be. Let it go. When mama is talking to you, trying to tell you something, don't talk back, because black mothers still have the legal right, if you will, to knock your teeth out of your mouth. That's what they say. And please don't rear back as if you are going to hit her or something stupid like that, because you are sure in for a butt whipping. I know of grown football players who can still get their butt whipped by their mother. Don't mess with mama. The big C, under the big one, never call your mother by her first name. For old school mothers, that's a sure backhand across your mouth without one word being said by her. Then she will give you the eyes, the look that says, I dare you to say that again, or you had better think twice before you say anything else stupid. The big D, if you think your mother's lifestyle is out of order, just keep your mouth shut, leave her alone, and pray for her. It is not your place to correct your mother. If your mother is wrong about something in her life, she already knows what it is. She doesn't need a child whose diapers she has changed to tell her she is wrong. Don't get all upset about it. Let it go. And you move on with your life. Let God have that situation. Leave her alone and trust God to fix whatever's wrong in her life. If she's willing to repent and allow God to help her get it fixed. Besides, once a person is past 40 years of age, and some even younger, only God can help them anyway. The best thing you can do for them is pray for them. So let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together. Lord, help these young men to deal wisely with their mother. They do not have to hang on to her apron strings. But Lord, help them to understand that they're still a son of their mother, and she deserves their honor and respect, and there are things that have happened in the past that he needs to let you handle, and he needs to prepare for his own life and learn from the good and the bad of the family and move on with his life and be the best young man he can be. For your glory, your praise, and your honor, in Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl and the host of NBC's Sunday Night Football, said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins, and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives. Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family, and during that time I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.